It's hard to avoid the ads on TV showing waterfalls of pristine, crystal-clear water as nature intended it. But the ads suggest you can only get pure water with their filter on your faucet. Bottled water sales are strong, and people seem willing to pay a dollar or more for a bottle of water when the same amount of water from the tap would cost 1/40 of 1 cent. It seems people don't completely trust the water from their public water supply.
This issue of consumer confidence is one of the biggest challenges that is facing us.
Rod Holm is a past president of the American Water Works Association, a group of professional water purification plant operators.
There is a lack of trust in a lot of respects in drinking water, and therefore consumers will go to alternatives that in many cases are nowhere near as closely monitored. And I think that's one of the things that puzzles the drinking water profession as to what is it that drives people to do that.
But really, you don't have to look very long to figure it out. If the water filter ads on TV don't do it, a look at past newspaper headlines might. In 1993 in Milwaukee, 400,000 people got sick and more than 100 people died because of a microbe in the public water system. And just last summer, a half dozen people in Walkerton, Ontario died because of bacteria in the public water supply. Jim Bradley is a member of the Ontario Legislative Assembly and a former Minister of the Environment of Ontario. He says politics and budget cuts put the public health at risk.
In Walkerton's particular case, the Ontario government had cut about 45% of the budget of the Ministry of the Environment, about 1/3 of the staff. When you have fewer staff and fewer resources to carry out that watchdog role over drinking water, for instance, then you increase the risk of an unfortunate happening such as Walkerton, where 6 people died and hundreds were seriously ill as a result of drinking water with the most virulent strain of E. coli in it.
Whether government cuts indirectly led to the water contamination in Walkerton is arguable, but the reaction is not. The deaths were the top story in the news for days afterward, and Canadians began to question the safety of the public water supplies everywhere.
It has certainly diminished. The Walkerton incident has certainly diminished the confidence that people have in the drinking water supply. The sale of bottled water has increased perceptibly in the province. And simply an apprehension amongst people in various communities about the safety of their water is on the rise, without a doubt.
And that apprehension is not limited to the Walkerton area, or even limited to Canada. Rod Holm with the American Water Works Association says the members of his group recognize the concern spills over the border.
All of us were shocked and saddened when an incident like Walkerton happened, because in many respects it probably was preventable.
Holm says what happened in Walkerton heightened people's suspicions of the quality of tap water.
As far as overall water quality is concerned, it doesn't do the entire industry any good to see an incident like that leading to a lack or a decrease in overall consumer confidence. And the thing I would emphasize, however, is that drinking water is still very closely monitored.
But drinking water supply regulators will tell you not every public water system is operated as it should be. Brad Brogren is a source water specialist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He says just as in Milwaukee and in Walkerton, sometimes water systems are not monitored adequately.
I have seen systems with those deficiencies over the years, and they have been corrected. And sometimes it takes a battle to the courts to get it done, but I think we have prevailed, and I would hope there aren't any out there that are in that condition, but I can't say that they're not.
Water experts say part of the problem is that public drinking water supplies in America and Canada have been so safe, it's easy to become complacent. When that happens, the temptation to relax standards or to cut staff and budgets sometimes leads to public health risks that result in sickness, death, and further erodes the confidence in the quality of the water at the tap. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.